It's almost that time again. College baseball season is upon us. As head coach of Arizona baseball, Chip Hale gets his team ready for opening weekend, he sat down with me to reflect on the program's successes from last season, discuss what he saw from his squad this fall, and dive into the roster and culture of this year's team.
So, Coach Hale, I want to talk about this season and preview it, but before we get there, you know, we got to reflect on last season. Pac-12 regular season champions, Pac-12 tournament champions, NCAA regional hosts. When you think about that season, what do you feel like was the foundation of the success that you guys experienced?
That's a great question. I mean, it was a year that obviously there were not a whole lot of expectations. And when you get in this business, sometimes expectations can be the thing that is really the hardest thing to overcome. So I think with no expectations, a young group of players on the, you know, the position player side, you know, we knew we had time to grow. Our pitchers were surprisingly a lot better than I think anybody across the country thought they were going to be. We had three starters that consistently went 5-6 innings for us, which was a huge deal. And then that group of core position players had time to grow. So, you know, people remember back, we were under 500 going into the Pac-12 season. And, you know, a little bit, I think there was some panic amongst people outside this room, but there was none in here. And I think that was probably the biggest thing I would say about that group is there was just a calmness amongst them, knowing they were going to get better and better as the season went on. And playing the early schedule we did was a huge deal. And I think they knew going into Pac-12 that there wasn't going to be a team in that league, probably to Oregon State at the end, that was going to match some of the teams we had already played.
You mentioned expectations. It's a little different this season now. What is your advice for the team to manage the expectations that are now on your program?
Yeah, we're doing all the old school, you know, stuff of worry about what you have to do today, you know, worry about getting a good meal, worry about getting a good lift. What's on the practice plan? Let's do the best we can and dominate that day, you know, win the day, you know, and go 1-0 each day. That's sort of the deal. And those are all good words. And, you know, as coaches and veterans of doing this over years and years of baseball, it's easy for us, but we'll see how the kids handle it. And I think once we get into day one in Globe Life versus the Ole Miss, we'll find out how good we did as coaches.
Yeah, your non-conference schedule is loaded, ranked teams, highly touted programs, very similar to the non-con schedule that you guys had last year. What are the benefits of facing such tough competition early on?
I think number one, obviously, is just the competition itself. I mean, just playing against the best, playing against really good pitching is going to get you ready for your conference. And we're playing in the Big 12. We knew the Pac-12 was really good. We know the Big 12 is different. We're going to be going to some packed houses, and I think that'll be good for our players to play against the best teams across the country from the SEC, the ACC, before we get into Big 12 play. You know, that in itself is super important. Plus, I really feel like these kids come to U of A to play a great schedule. I'm never going to back down on our schedule, whether it's, you know, we're playing all the games at home, we're going to bring the best teams we can in here, or going to tournaments every year to play good teams. I think that's part of being a Wildcat.
Your three starting pitchers were all drafted this past summer. Who are some guys that you're looking to now to really fight for a starting role on the mound for you guys this season?
Yeah, I think we got a number of guys. I think this year, if you look up down my list of pitchers, usually it's 10 to 12 guys a weekend that are really going to pitch for you. There's like 16, 17 guys that could help us on the weekend, and that's not going to happen unless we go to some, you know, two-inning-a-piece deal with them and expand the rosters. So we're going to have to find those 12 to 14 guys maybe. But we have some really good arms. We have guys who have the pedigree to do it. They're just going to have to do it at this level. And a Colin McKinney, Owen Kramkowski, a local kid, you know, that didn't get to pitch much last year, has really come on the scene. Jack Berg is a transfer, JC transfer out of the Seattle, Washington area, has been throwing the ball great. You know, Smith Bailey's a young kid, Mason Russell, another freshman. We got a number of guys, Carter Muck from Central College, JC. You know, there's just, you know, I could probably go down that whole list and they'll have a shot to be starters for us.
And you're always very quick to compliment your pitching coaches. Mm-hmm. What makes them, that staff, and their programming so special?
Yeah, I think it's everything. I think it's, I watch them every day. And a lot of, people always say when you get out of baseball, you get out of any sport, like, what do you miss the most? It's the camaraderie in the clubhouse. It's the camaraderie of the relationships you build with players, with coaches, with fans. And I watch how they John and Kevin both, how they forge these relationships with each pitcher. And it's, obviously the analytics and all the, stuff we have, the TrackMan, the Kinetrax, those things are super important, but it's really about the relationships they get and the trust that they gain with these pitchers. If you look around, you come at 10 o'clock in the morning here before, you'll see 10 to 12 pro guys out here working out, and that's because of the relationships they built with Kevin and John.
That's so cool. And then talking other side of the ball now, you guys return pretty much your entire starting mm-hmm. lineup from last year. How big is that continuity?
Huge. I mean, we just sort of the opposite of last year. We had veteran pitchers last year. Now we have veteran position players. Is there a chance they may have to hold the line and score a bunch of runs early if these pitchers aren't ready to go? We feel like I said, we have the pedigrees, but have they done it in games yet? And so hopefully we'll score a bunch of runs and make it easy on them.
Mm-hmm. And then you have a nationally ranked recruiting class that you added to the team this year. Who are some guys that have really jumped out during this offseason?
Yeah, I think that, like we said, Smith Bailey, freshman from Phoenix, Mason Russell have been outstanding. Both pitchers, I think, are going to help us a lot. You go on the position player side, it's hard. Like you just said, we have everybody back. So these young guys are really, they're playing to prove they can be Wildcats in the future. We have to drop this roster from 40 to 34 next year. So this is the time we've told them, like this fall and these first 3 or 4 weeks of this spring semester, they have to show us, what they can do. Because again, knock on wood, everybody stays healthy. It's a beautiful season, but it usually doesn't happen that way. So the Nate Novitskis, the Jackson Forbes, the Cade Thompsons, those kids are going to have to come show us. Tony Lear at first base. We're deep in that position, but you just never know with injuries. So they have to prove these first 3 or 4 weeks they're ready to play.
Could you walk us through what this offseason and this fall looked like for your team?
It was a great opportunity. Obviously, we spent a lot of time in the weight room. We spent a lot of time playing fall games and the camaraderie of it all. It just was very smooth. We didn't have any issues. I think the guys really like being in this building. If you'll come here right now, and you'll start seeing guys coming into hitting the cage and have fun. But we just worked really hard and tried to instill what the Wildcat way is.
What did you learn about your team from those 3 fall ball games in October?
Well, we pitched really well. Obviously, we didn't give up any earned runs. It's hard to say what you learn from them, because guys are pitching 1 or 2 innings. I just know that we have a lot of talent. The talent's there. But, unfortunately, whether it's in the Major League Baseball, high school or college, talent doesn't always win. You got to play the game right.
As you look towards February 14th, what excites you most to take the field again with your team?
I think especially after these next 2 weeks, it's just playing against somebody else. And just getting these guys out there and doing it, because there's just too much, with social media now and all these polls coming out, there's just too much stuff going, and we've told many times, you're hearing a lot of good things about yourself. Let's see how it turns out on February 14th.
Yeah, and talking season, go into actual season.
let's get into playing season.
And then I got to ask for the fans, is the slogan buy-in sticking around? Have you heard anything about that, or is there a new team motto?
We're really striving for that 5th national championship. And you can see the signs in here about that. But really with each team, it's like the bananas deal last year, right? Each team sort of will develop that as you go. People talk about culture, and I think our culture is pretty simple here. We just play hard, play the game the right way with respect to the game. And they'll figure something out as we go, and there'll be some mottos that I know about and some that I don't know about. So we'll figure it out.
After 3 games in Arlington, Texas this weekend, Arizona baseball will host opening day at High Corbett on February 18th at 2 p.m. versus New Mexico, before welcoming San Diego for a series that weekend. You can purchase your single game and season tickets today by visiting ArizonaWildcats.com. Bear down and go Cats.